AircheckDownloads.com.
Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the biggest hits in America this week. According to Billboard magazine, these are the records that you're buying and radio stations are playing across the land. So, here we go, counting them down to the number one song in the USA. Last week, the song at number three was The Best of Times by Styx. Woman by John Lennon was number two. And at number one last week was this big hit. Rapture by Blondie. That was the number one song in America last week. I'm Casey Kasem on American Top 40, and this is our countdown of the most popular songs in the land.
Number 40.
Six songs debut in our countdown this week. The first of them is Andy Gibb's follow-up to his recent hit, Time is Time. Coming in at number 40, Andy Gibb with a song called Me Without You. The first of the 40 hottest records in the USA, Andy Gibb debuts with the ballad Me Without You. Of our 40 top songs this week, 32 of them are performed by the people who wrote them. The incentive to write your own is pretty obvious. There's money in writing a hit song. My special report is coming up.
The hits from coast to coast, American.
I'm Casey Kasem. This week, a popular country star debuts with her first top 40 pop hit. It's the beautiful Emmy Lou Harris with a remake of a pop standard from the mid-50s, Mr. Sandman. At number 39, Emmy Lou Harris.
Mr. Sandman.
Emmy Lou Harris debuting at number 39 with an old Cordettes hit that went to number one way back in 54 and 55, Mr. Sandman. This week, 32 of the songs in our survey are performed by the people who wrote them. Now, 32 out of 40, that's 80% of the acts in the countdown writing their own songs. There's plenty of incentive for a musician to write his own material. One, it's easier to get a manager and a recording contract if you're a self-contained singer-songwriter. And two, having your name on a hit song that becomes a standard is like owning an oil well. A recent article in Time magazine said that the estate of John Lennon continues to earn more than $200,000 a day in royalties alone from songs written by John. How much money can a hit song make? Well, let's say that you wrote one of the two songs on a record that sells 1 million copies. The royalty for 1 million copies comes to $27,500, which you split 50-50 with a song's publisher. And if the song is released on a million-selling album, there's another $27,500 to split. But that's only the beginning. There's money earned for the sheet music sold, and there are fees earned for performances on radio and television and in concerts and clubs. And every time someone else records your song, if it sells, it adds to the royalties. And for a super popular song like Lennon and McCartney's Yesterday, which has been released in over 1,000 versions, that can mean a lot of money. Is it any wonder recording acts prefer to write their own songs? Well, here's one of those songs performed by the artist who wrote it. Debuting at number 38 is another single from John Lennon's last album. It's called Watching the Wheels. Debuting at number 38, John Lennon and Watching the Wheels, as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. The only live recording in our countdown is at number 37 this week, The Party's Over by Journey.
You never call me out.
The band from San Francisco who call themselves Journey at number 37, moving up two with The Party's Over. This is Casey on American Top 40, and the countdown doesn't stop till we get to number one.
Number 36!
Back in 1959, a song called Turn Me Loose by Fabian hit number nine on the pop chart. This week, 22 years later, another song with the same name but different words and music is in our countdown. Climbing a notch to number 36, Turn Me Loose by Loverboy. Loverboy from Vancouver, British Columbia on American Top 40 at number 36, fourth week on the chart with Turn Me Loose. Coming up is the English language remake of the only song sung in Japanese to hit number one on the American charts. It was a song about a very dramatic subject, and it became a hit in the U.S. under a ridiculous title. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. As a member of the English group Genesis, Phil Collins has hit the top 40 with Follow You, Follow Me, and Misunderstanding. This week, Phil Collins is in the countdown with his first solo hit. Debuting at number 35, I Missed Again.
AirCheckDownloads.com.